Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over just one sinner who repents. Now,
as Dave has said already, each of our lost and found stories that we've been looking at over the last few months tries to give us a new understanding of who God is and also who we are. But do you know, none of the stories alone can give us a whole picture of who God is. And this morning's story was about a woman who had lost a coin. Now, do you know how much one silver coin would have been worth in those days? Does anyone give me a guess? Sorry? You're not sure. It would actually be the equivalent of one day's work. So one day's salary, which on average terms is about £90. So it's not a small amount, is it? It's actually quite a large amount. And if you think about not just the monetary value, but also all the love, the time, energy that you put into a day's work, that's priceless, isn't it? So actually it was very, very valuable. So I've got some coins here. Who'd like to come and help me count them? Harry, do you want to come? Dave, I need your help as well. Yes, so I've got... Can you maybe just count those into Dave's hands? How many have we got there? One, two... Get three. Oh, three. Yep, four. Five. Oh.
Head.
Six. Seven. Eight. But no, there were 10 there. There really were 10, so one is missing. One is missing. Now, I wonder whether... We're going to look for it in a minute, but before we do that... Can you just come and sit down? So I've got... Actually, I still need your help, Harry, because I've got 9 coins here. Because obviously we can't see these little ones, can we? They're really quite tiny, aren't they? So I thought I would actually make some fake coins, and these are actually based on the coins that would have been used in Jesus' time. So I wondered whether, first of all, could you and Harry maybe make a W with those coins on the board? So as you're making that, that's then all the bit about the story where it says, suppose a woman. So can we make a W out of those? Well, if you watch, then you'll be able to find. So it's a W. Yes. How do you make a W? All right. So we've got a W. It was, wasn't it? Yes. So suppose a woman has 10 silver coins but loses one. So can you now make a picture of a person?
A person. Quickly, that.
She's got very, very long arms. Oh, lovely. Very good. Yes. Now, we then hear in the story that she searched for the coin with a lamp. Now, this is. Can we make those coins into a lamp?
Of course we can.
A lamp. A picture of a lamp.
We are Bob the Builder.
We are Bob the Builder. We can fix it. Now, bearing in mind this wouldn't be a lamp like a torch or something like that. It would have been a very traditional styled lamp. I think we're nearly there, are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do people think? Yeah, there or thereabouts? That is one of the more difficult ones. Yes. And so what does she do? She sweeps the house. So what do you need to sweep the house with?
Make a broom.
Make a broom, yep. Marvellous. A broom. And she searched and she searched. And I'm sure that she felt very, very anxious So can you make a face that someone looks anxious or maybe very sad? Very sad. Very sad. Yes, very sad indeed. Yes. Now, can you look around the church, Harry? Fairly near, because I didn't want to send you on a sort of a wide chase. Can you find another one of those coins that looks like that?
I will.
I'll give you a clue. It's on this side. it's in my bag. In my handbag. It's underneath my handbag. Which is just there. Oh, well done. Now, when she finds the coin, how does she then feel? How does she then feel, Harry? Happy. So can we turn that face into a happy face? Oh, no, we've got to put that... No, we've got to be able to put all of them in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know.
Well, then how do we get the... Oh, we've got to have a ginormous.
Yes. Lovely. Yeah. Yes. So we've turned that into a nice smiley face. And then what does she do? She then has a party with all of her friends, doesn't she? So can we try and make some people sort of all together? This is another really difficult one to do. Thank you. You've got an idea. Right. Well, why don't you help Harry?
So then what you've got is...
So what have we got there, Dave? We've got... Is this... Sort of hands, head and feet, like this. So if you,
you turn around.
Yeah. Hold hands.
That's it.
Yeah. Like this.
Something like that.
Yes.
And bow.
And bow. Yes. So thank you very much. Do you want to sit down now? That'd be absolutely marvellous. So let's just read the story just one more time. So suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now, I wonder which part of the story is the most surprising. I wonder why Jesus chose to tell this particular lost and found story. I wonder what this story is saying about God. And I wonder what this story is saying about Jesus. And I wonder what the story means for you today and in the week ahead. The traditional interpretation of the story is that it's a picture of God searching with all his heart for you and for me, like the woman did who was trying to find the one pence piece in the video that we saw. And if we see ourselves as that one pence piece, we may not think that we're very important. But I wonder whether this story helps us to see that we and everyone on the earth are incredibly valuable to God. That God searches for us and he never gives up on us when we get lost. I think that's a great thing to wonder about, don't you?
And there we have
nice smile.
The biggest smile
ever.
Ever.